Grief. Who's that flying at the walnut tree? Quicker than a human eye can see. If you look up, the trunk is bound too high. Scrambling around to the other side.
Let's go. grief.
Do that again. Bow, bow, bow. Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow. Hey, runa, hey, my little wanna. Hi, my hey, my little wanna. The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. And if it don't bounce back, you go hungry, bow, bow, bow. Hey, bada, hey, bada, little wanna. Hi, bada, ha, bada, little wanna. Do wanna, hey, bada, little wanna. The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meetin' bun. Bow, bow, bow. Hey, bada, hey, bada, do wanna. Do wanna, how about a ship of water? Higher, bada, hey, bada, do wanna. How about a, how about a piece of water? About a ham, but a little wanna. How about a ham, but a sugar wanna? Hey, about a home, but a little wanna. Hey, about a ham, but a jigger wanna. How about a ham, but a visit wanna? Do what a ham, but a little wanna. Hey, about a ham, but a jigger wanna. How about a ham, but a little wanna? Dare, about a ham, but a little wanna. Hey, about a ham, but a visit wanna. Hey, about a ham, but a little wanna. What do you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Blast off! First turkey on the moon. First turkey on the moon. One day out.
there from They Might Be Giants, and pretty great Kindy musician in his own right. It's Danny Weinkauf, First Turkey on the Moon. Super Suckers did Rubber Biscuit. Keep Wild, Mr. Clark. Hey, Pepito. The Ooten Oots. Thank you, Universe. And start off with the Nodditch with Raise Your Hand. Super Suckers, sometime in the last week or so, I was talking about being in Columbus, Ohio for work, and I looked through the listings and I saw, oh, Your Smith is playing. Your Smith, Caroline Smith, that's another name that she goes by. Artist from the Twin Cities, went and saw her, lovely show, and then I was walking back to my hotel and somebody just handed me tickets to see the Super Suckers. And so I got to see the last like four or five songs of the Super Sucker set. It was great fun. Their story is pretty wild and interesting. And that's their song Rubber Biscuit there. Coming up after the break, Sandra Boynton is going to call in. I can't believe I didn't mention that earlier in the show. We're going to talk with the legendary Sandra Boynton about her new book / album that she's produced. Called Cows and Holly. That's what it's called. It's a holiday album. It's pretty going to be super fun. And we'll hear a new song from that, sung by Patrick Warburton, because of course, you should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined by Zoom by the legendary Sandra Boynton. Are you okay being called legendary?
Absolutely. I insist that people say the legendary Sandra Boynton all the time.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, are there other things, like do we need to also include like the royalty? Is there any other titles?
No, I'm humble. I'm definitely humble. So absolutely.
I understand. Well, we've got you here to talk about a new book and an album called Cows and Holly, and I'm going to get to that, but I want to start off by noting that my family, my parents were both from Arkansas, and which may be relevant to this next question. They're among those who note the start of every month with repeating the word rabbit a number of times.
Oh, yes.
Which I know is a part of your life as well.
Yeah.
We are steadfastly in the three rabbit group. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah.
And I want to start off just to see if I can get you to acknowledge that three rabbits is at least 50% better than two.
Oh, I think it's far better than two. It's okay. 50% mathematically, but
yes,
rhetorically, it's much better.
Okay, so henceforth, I can say it's been endorsed by Sandy Boynton.
Absolutely.
Says, hey, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah. The legendary.
Okay.
You forgot the legendary.
I'm sorry, the legendary. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
So with that out of the way, tell us about Cows and Holly, which I assume is not named after my mom, Holly, but that's a possibility as well. But tell us about Cows and Holly.
Cows and Holly, it's been, 5 years in the making in a way, because the very first track of it we did at the beginning of the pandemic. Is that 4 years or 5 years? I don't remember. It's 100 years ago there was a pandemic. I have four kids, and I have two boys, two girls, and my younger son, Devin, has been saying for years, how come you haven't made a Christmas album? And I said and meant, there's no room. There is no room to write Christmas songs and record them. There's so much fabulous recorded Christmas music from, five centuries or 100 centuries. Devin is very sly, and at a certain point he just said, so why would that stop you? And
that's
so
a fair
I
question.
Felt it's mean. What a mean, manipulative thing to do.
Mom, you're legendary.
Well,
this wouldn't stop a true legend.
No, exactly. So I took up the challenge. And just went about it by thinking of what matters to me on the albums that I have. And I, increasingly during this project, I said, this project is about recorded music. So sure, any recorded music can then be performed live. But the way you get to know music is by repeatedly listening to recordings. And what I think Mike and I are particularly good at is music production. And I also love working with the actors and singers, because we worked with both, in the recording studio. I thought I was going to be a director originally, a theater director.
Okay.
So this is how I became a theater director. So that's how it came about, just evolution of an album.
Well, it's great, great fun, and it made me go back and think back to stuff you've done before. And I've got the Frog Trouble release, and we play the Fountains of Wayne song from that from time to time, and that's how we got connected, was through Chris Collingwood. amazing people on that album, Alison Krauss, Ben Folds, Casey Musgraves, and so on and so forth. And looking at your Wikipedia page, your legendary Wikipedia page, there's just so, you have a bunch of other stuff, some of which has never shown up in my mailbox, which we can perhaps adapt at some point, but you have a record with Weird Al duetting with Kate Winslet?
Yes, yes, we do.
I'm curious if you could, are there photos, like, were they in fact in a room together?
They were not in a room together, but she was here in our own homegrown studio here in the wilds of the Berkshires. And he lives on the other side of the country, so he wasn't here.
Sure.
But, yeah, that, I love the idea of a duet with the two of them. And it seems like they were together in the same space. They had the same, bizarre energy about the song, which is called I Need a Nap.
I can see them. While they do not sort of at first glance think, you know, at least I wouldn't think of them as going together, I can see them having a complementary energy, perhaps.
They did, and both very sly, both very smart, yeah. And very yes. sly. So and understated, oddly enough. I know that's an odd thing to say about Weird Al, but he is in a way.
It's not his. I think that's. I agree with you. I mean, not just because you're legendary, but because I think that's right. Like his songs are they're very cleverly written, and sometimes they are understated. Sometimes they're overstated, but only at the right times.
Yeah.
Well, he's clever.
He is.
So the album is called Cows and Holly. It comes with a book, right?
Yes, yes, it does.
Or book comes with an album. I don't know which way you like to
describe it. We've never figured out all of our. We have seven albums now since 1996. And they all come with a book. And the main reason originally for that was I figured that's where people would find my music, is in the book section. So the book sort of followed the music. You know, Mike and I did the album, and then I went, oh, my goodness, I have to do an entire songbook to go with this. and what's funny about that, I think it was the second one. I think it was Philadelphia Chickens that... We'd done the whole album. We were finished. And I go, okay, wait, this book is due really soon. And I put on the cover because we just tend to do like a track at a time and this is what we want to do. And then suddenly I go, okay, well, what is this that we've done? And it's truly when we had finished, I also said, oh, Mike, I forgot this is supposed to be for children. Oh, well. So anyway, I put on the cover soundtrack of the Imaginary Musical Review, which it was never meant to be. And people... just now believe it's a stage show and wonder when it's going to be performed. So, you know, it's fun to mythologize things.
That's fantastic. Well, it's Cows and Holly. It's available now, I assume, everywhere you get books and or music or books and music together.
Yeah, and you can also download it and stream it and everything.
Wonderful. What song should we play for folks to get introduced to Cows and Holly?
Oh, I would love you to do Sky Surfing with the great Patrick Warburton.
It's amazing. The video I've seen from him doing it is fantastic, too. Yeah. It's legendary Sandra Boynton joining us by Zoom. Thank you so much. And here we go with Patrick Warburton.
Thank you so much.
They say it's eight tiny reindeer pulling one big sleigh. Seems highly unlikely, but I know it's that way. That's how there are presents, that's how there are toys. It's a wild kind of magic for the girls and boys. Sky surfing.
Sky surfing.
Well, they cover the world in a marathon flight every year in December on the 24th night. At home after home, they land and they pause. You know the guy at the reins. They call me Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
That's right. I'm Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus.
Sky surfing. They're big wave surfers on the planet Bora. They talk of Pipeline, Mavericks, J-Man, and Show. But if you want to be amazed, hey, look up in the sky. Give us a wave as we surf on by. Sky surfing. Sky surfing.
Sky surfing. Sky riding.
They say it's 8 tiny reindeer pulling 1 big sleigh. Seems highly unlikely, but I know it's that way. You know it's that way. Everybody knows. Here we go. Sky surfing.
Weekend, I was at the party for Taylor from Quiet Company. He got married to Anastasia over the summer, and this was like the celebration of that. And I was talking to Ram Vella from Ram and the Easy Targets, and he was talking about this new song that he sent me that hopefully we'll get to play on the radio at some point called Westerberg. That was sort of his version of Alex Chilton, the replacement song about Alex Chilton from Big Star. His song Westerberg is about discovering the replacements. And so I thought, ooh, I should play some Big Star. And it's our Thanksgiving show, and that works out well. So that's Big Star with Thank You, Friends. Patrick Warburton, again, quite a wild thing for Patrick Warburton to be doing a song, but it's a great song. It's called Sky Surfing. It's from the new album and book from Sandra Boynton. Thanks to Sandra Boynton, the legendary Sandra Boynton, for calling in and chatting. What a delight and an honor to talk with her. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and the grown-ups. Friends, we've reached the end of the show. I want to say how thankful I am. I say this fairly often, but especially around Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that I get to do this silly thing. Been doing it for 19 years. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting in touch. If you want to find us online, we're at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We start an interview show with They Might Be Giants. This week, it's a song that's not really about Thanksgiving, but it's kind of about being grateful. It's called Thankful for Your Service. Have a good week, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
At the bottom
Bye-bye.
Of the kitchen trash, I found the empty container of takeout food with my name clearly written on it. Following a trail of footsteps from the standing water in the bathroom, I discovered my soaking wet bedroom slippers in the hallway. Of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous, and it doesn't mean that I'm not truly thankful for your service. Lately I've been spending more and more of my free time hanging out in the empty back room of the diner just up the highway, and it's just to give of so many friendly strangers makes me nervous, and it doesn't mean that I'm not truly thankful for your service.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.